We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, precious viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashtar 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur, Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongolsh. In Dahun Ul Province, channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System. In Shaw, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hultush on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, U.S. cancels Indonesian debt in return of forest conservation. In ecology news, green roofs are advocated for urban homes in Manila, Philippines. In animal welfare news, a New Zealand animal rights group focuses on helping pigs. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 11th, is the National Day of Chad, honoring its independence gained in 1960. Situated south of Libya in Central Africa, Chad's rich diversity is reflected in its more than 100 different dialects and languages spoken. Well-known Chadians include writer Miss Marie-Christine Cujo, film director Mr. Isa Serge Coelho, and humanitarian and community activist Dr. Tupta Buguino. We wish all Chadians a memorable National Day with cherished ones.
Fly-in news. Typhoon Morakot wreaks havoc. In the Philippines, the storm affected 73,000 people and took 24 lives. President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo has instructed government agencies to carry out relief operations. Six Chinese passengers were also safely rescued from the sea in central Philippines after their boat capsized due to rough seas caused by Storm Morakot.
With her prayers and love for the Philippines, Supreme Master Ching Hai quickly offered $10,000 for our local association members to go comfort and help those in need, especially the desperate and orphans. This amount could purchase $142,000 in urgent supplies acquired in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
Typhoon Morakot then landed in Formosa Friday night, where Kaohsiung, Pingtung, and Taichung counties reported the worst flooding and the number of fatalities rose to 7, with 32 injured and dozens missing. Bridges, roads, and buildings, including the six-story Jinshui Hotel, were damaged or destroyed, and nearly 15,000 hectares of crops were lost.
Officials were unable to contact 100 residents in Kaohsiung after mudslides buried most of their village. With drinking water and dry foods being the most urgently needed items, local governments established aid collection centers. Nearly 3,000 soldiers are helping thousands of stranded victims evacuate, along with bringing supplies to isolated communities, as other rescue personnel, including helicopters, have been mobilized.
Conveying her condolence and love, Supreme Master Ching Hai also asked our Formosan Association members to see if help is needed, pledging $20,000 or $30,000 to use as required. These donations could obtain up to $44,000 in emergency items if purchased in the United States based on Formosa's cost of living.
Our appreciation, all relief and military personnel, for your courageous endeavors to assist the disaster-hit regions. We are most grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose loving assistance is sure to comfort those in need. Our sincere sympathies go to all who have lost loved ones, as we pray for the soon recovery of the storm victims to the normalcy of their day-to-day lives, and that our increased stewardship of the ecosphere helps these traumatic events subside.
Japan shaken by quake and Typhoon Ito. Following a strong 7.1 magnitude earthquake on Sunday night that struck off the eastern coast of Japan and rattled the nation's capital of Tokyo, the western regions were inundated by heavy rains that caused floods and landslides.
The lives of 13 people were lost, with 8 missing, as military personnel brought over 2,000 to shelters to escape toppled trees and ravaged buildings. One resident commented, stating, "It was so scary. The water came surging with a roar. I've lived here 60 or 70 years, but I've never seen a scene like this before." On August 10th, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our local association members to please go check for any who were in desperate need of help, saying that funds would be available, while also sending her love, condolences and prayers. "We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's deep concern and unconditional aid. Our hearts go out to those who have lost loved ones in the typhoon, as we thank heaven for the protection of the quake affected and pray for the swift restoration of the storm victims to their fulfilling normal lives. As more people adopt kinder ways, may such disturbing events be eased."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Dioxins, contamination of foodstuffs from antibiotic.
Market fish and meat fail health safety tests. Inspections by the Vienna Labour Chamber in Austria have resulted in unacceptable findings at fish supermarkets, where 3 of 20 samples were discovered to contain extremely high levels of bacteria due to high shelf display temperatures. This report follows last month's meat inspection, in which about half of 21 samples were deemed unfit for human consumption, with 6 being categorized as hazardous to human health. The worst contain an enterobacteria caused by animal fecal contamination at levels more than 380 times those considered acceptable. Thank you, Vienna Labour Chamber, for your thorough inspections for the safety of the public. May such reports help all humanity refrain from consuming any living being's flesh in favor of the far more wholesome and fresh plant-based fare.
Egyptian health minister warns of avian and swine flu combination. From a total number of 82 confirmed human cases of avian flu in Egypt, 27 have died in what is the highest fatality rate in the world.
Egypt's health minister Hatem Al-Gabali has raised his concern that this deadly H5N1 avian flu could combine with the current H1N1 swine flu pandemic to produce a more virulent and lethal form of human swine flu. He thus encouraged all citizens to responsibly consider precautionary measures to prevent the spread of either virus.
On official record, representing a small fraction of actual cases, 212,008 people in 168 countries and territories have been confirmed with the swine flu. Of these, 1,717 cases have been fatal. Barbados reported her first confirmed case.
In Israel, with 2,000 confirmed cases, health officials estimate that thousands have caught the swine flu virus without knowing it. Iran has stopped flights to Saudi Arabia during the holy month of Ramadan to reduce the incidence of the swine flu virus spreading.
Iraq reported her first death, and Malaysia has indicated 8 new deaths, bringing the country's total to 26. Hong Kong saw a recent surge of 199 cases, bringing the total to 5,407 regionally.
May heaven comfort those mourning the loss of loved ones due to swine flu and grace the now afflicted with a rapid recovery. In the wake of this painful ongoing event, let us be determined to prevent the feared consequence of future viral mutations by choosing the most cruelty-free and immunity-boosting plant-based diet, thus safeguarding all lives.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig's disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Children critically vulnerable to pesticides. U.S. scientists at the University of California, Berkeley, have found that children's bodies contain significantly lower quantities than adults of an enzyme that protects from chemicals prominent in most common agricultural pesticides. In a study conducted with 458 children from rural U.S. communities, the scientists also revealed that even older children are likely to be five times more vulnerable than adults. They highlighted the need for government intervention in reassessing the safety of pesticides as well as other home chemical products. In another U.S. study, children who ate primarily organic produce were found to have six times less the amount of harmful pesticides in their bodies than those who ate conventionally grown foods. Our appreciation, University of California and other U.S. scientists, for highlighting the hidden dangers in our foods. Let us all heed these cautions and turn to organic vegan ways for the protection of all precious young lives.
Interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Kuan Yin Method. Spiritual Awakening Radio, based in the United States, is a unique station broadcasting via radio and internet worldwide that explores spirituality, religion, meditation, scriptures, and books from around the world.
Following last week's rebroadcast of an August 2008 telephone interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai, Spiritual Awakening Radio's producer and host, Mr. James Spean once more invited Supreme Master Ching Hai as a guest to speak of the Kuan Yin method of meditation, as well as other spiritual topics including the five precepts, Ahimsa, and her elevating artwork as presented in the special book Celestial Art. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted the request for the interview, which will air this coming Friday, August 14th, and again on Sunday, August 16th. The following is an excerpt from this engaging discussion.
In light of climate change and all of these crises we're hearing about, how can these crises turn into something good, or silver lining, you might say?
The best, perhaps, that comes out of it is that we, as the human race as a whole, start to reconsider how we behave in terms of living in peace and friendship with all beings. I have pleaded with humans to stop making killing karma, like killing animal for meat, killing each other, because they are related to us. And if anything that comes out of this press is that maybe human will wake up or stop their busy life and think for a few moments that maybe we should change the way we live our life.
We appreciate Mr. James Bean of Spiritual Awakening Radio, who offers messages of wisdom over the airwaves to listeners. We are especially grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose love and guidance, especially in this fragile time, has uplifted the lives of countless people.
You can tune in to the upcoming rebroadcast of this discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai via live streaming radio on the internet site www.healthylife.net, where you can click on the blue Listen Live button. The first airing is on Friday, August 14th at 10 a.m. local time, Los Angeles, USA, 7 p.m. Central European time. The second airing is on Sunday, August 16th at 9 a.m. local time, Los Angeles, USA, 6 p.m. Central European time.
Please also tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom at a later date for the full broadcast of this interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai with multi-language subtitles.
The show will be permanently archived at www.healthylife.net.
Estonia donates oxygen delivery system to Afghanistan. The medical equipment, valued at 188,000 euros, is part of Estonia's ongoing assistance to the countries less fortunate. Estonian healthcare expert Anu Reisma said, "The medical equipment that Estonia procured is very important for the people of Afghanistan. It will help to create more decent conditions for the impoverished patients and make medical care accessible for more and more Afghans. Our gratitude and heaven bless Estonia for your continued care for Afghan brethren. May all be graced with ever-improving quality of life, prosperity, and fulfillment."
Dog travels to receive further treatment and adoption. When canine Miko was found near an industrial park in southern Kaohsiung County of Formosa or Taiwan, he was stricken with injuries and afflictions stemming from extreme neglect. After receiving a life-saving emergency surgery, Miko is now under the care of the Kaohsiung County's Animal Protection Group, Animal Rescue Team Taiwan. Due to his inability to overcome mental trauma since making a physical recovery whilst in an animal hospital, animal care personnel in Formosa have decided to send Miko to San Francisco, USA, where he is set to receive professional animal psychotherapy and adoption. We thank the Animal Rescue Team Taiwan of Kaohsiung County for your life-saving and compassionate considerations in helping Miko. May he be blessed with a quick recovery and a happy forever loving home.
Save our planet. Squids perishing in increasing numbers. Last week, over 150 of the marine animals were discovered washed up on beaches on the west coast of Vancouver Island, Canada. They have also been sighted lifeless on the shores of Japan, along the northern U.S. Pacific coast from California to Alaska, and on the South American coast from Peru to Chile.
Scientists from the Canadian environmental charity Raincoast Education Society report that these new fatalities may be linked to climate change as young squid migrate further north and encounter unexpected currents that lead to their stranding. The events are also increasing in frequency, dozens more that were found in Southern California just 3 weeks ago.
Our appreciation, Canadian scientists and Raincoast Education Society, for these observations that illustrate the unmistakable distress of our marine co-inhabitants. Let us all turn to the compassionate way of living, the veg diet, to restore the comfort of their natural habitat, which is also the beauty of our earth.
Saddened by the tragedies of global warming, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often conveyed her wisdom to help alleviate the planetary crisis, as in this March 2009 Juice Fast for Peace video conference in California, USA.
As the ocean became warmer and warmer and more acidic, more toxins are present in the water. The whales and the dolphins are thus being driven from the ocean as conditions worsen. They are suffocating them. Sometimes hundreds at a time, they're dying on the beach because they cannot tolerate this toxic condition in the seawater anymore. So even though fish may not have the obvious carbon impact that other animals do, everything is interconnected. And there's no way to say that consuming these things result in lower carbon price to the earth at all. We should not kill anything, we should not eat anything except plant-based diet.
Save our planet. UK develops carbon-absorbing cement. Originally launched from Imperial College London, the young British company Novachem has now raised $1.7 million to develop its carbon-absorbing cement to reduce CO2 emitted by the cement industry, which accounts for approximately 5% of global carbon emissions. The material, which is made from magnesium silicates, is designed to absorb more CO2 than it emits over time, with the company estimating that for every ton of conventional cement replaced by NovaChem, 3/4 of a ton of CO2 is saved. Kudos, NovaChem, for your commitment to this green industry transformation. We look forward to seeing such an earth-beneficial technology available for all.
Save our planet. In addition to plans for building a $43 million lithium-ion battery facility that will help generate 600 green-collar jobs, US-based General Motors Company announces the introduction of a plug-in hybrid model as early as 2011.
Save our planet. Friends of the Earth International calls for participation in the upcoming Flood for Climate Justice event on December 12th in Copenhagen, Denmark, with a peaceful rally that will urge immediate action to save our planet.
Save our planet. French researchers find that ozone depletion and higher atmospheric greenhouse gases create winds across the southern oceans, bringing up CO2 saturated waters and making it more difficult for the ocean to store CO2.
Save our planet. US-based nonprofit Conservation International calls for urgent action on behalf of the world's most diverse marine ecosystem, the Verde Island Passage in the Philippines, to save its endangered marine life from overfishing and a range of climate change effects.
Hi, I'm Caring the Kangaroo.
Hello, everyone. I'm Baby Joey. Mom and I love our plant-based diet.
Today we're going to share a tip on saving energy.
Cool! How can we do that, Mom?
Well, Baby Joey, one way is to clean the condenser coils on the back or bottom of your fridge. They can collect a lot of dust, making it harder to keep things cold.
Mom, how often should we wipe them?
At least once or twice a year. It would help reduce your power bill too.
That's great!
Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In world news, the United States cancels Indonesia's $30 million debt in return for forest conservation. The U.S. Tropical Forest Conservation Act has approved the debt reduction. Indonesia will use the funds to protect rainforests on the island of Sumatra over the next 8 years. The agreement was concluded with the assistance of U.S.-based nonprofit organization Conservation International, which contributed $1 million. The Indonesian Biodiversity Foundation donated another $1 million. Sumatra's rainforests are home to some of the world's rarest animals, including the Sumatran orangutan and the Sumatran rhinoceros. Heaven bless your ecologically wise and generous action, United States, Conservation International, and the Indonesian Biodiversity Foundation. May all nations join hands to replenish the greenery of our magnificent globe.
In ecology news, eco-roof gardens enhance the quality of life in urban locations. The benefits of green roofs were discussed at a forum at the University of the East in Manila, the Philippines. One of the speakers, Mr. Andrew Lowe, an engineer, said that planted roofs beautified the environment and improved the air quality. In addition, they helped to reduce flooding in the city, as the roots hold water, allowing it to flow slowly downward. Our sincere thanks, University of the East, Mr. Andrew Lowe, and other participants for sharing the advantages of creating green ecosystems in urban areas. May all people enjoy our harmonious coexistence with nature. Up next on Noteworthy News, a New Zealand animal advocacy group raises awareness about the cruelty of pig factory farming. We'll just give the dog a yummy vegan snack, and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more concerning news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benefiting news for a happier world. In animal welfare news, a New Zealand animal rights group sponsors an evening for pig welfare. Save Animals from Exploitation, or SAFE, organized a gathering at the Auckland Museum's Event Center to increase awareness of brutal pig factory farming. Guests included Auckland Mayor the Honorable John Banks and New Zealand's award-winning actress, Ms. Robin Malcolm. An auction of pig-related cartoons by prominent New Zealander artists was held to raise funds towards Save's Love Pigs campaign.
It's wonderful seeing the support that this particular campaign has got tonight from people in Auckland.
Our hats off to you, Save Animals from Exploitation and supportive New Zealanders, for your kind efforts in protecting our pig friends. May all beings soon thrive in a world of shared goodwill.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Lucky in Love.
Hai người bạn gặp nhau, nói chuyện về một người thứ ba. Anh Tom là một người cực kỳ may mắn trong tình trường. Ủa, sao anh lại nói như vậy? À, anh ta lấy cô bạn gái phải không? Không, không, anh chàng vẫn độc thân như thường.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, Supreme Master. I really love your program. It is really very useful for my friends and me. Now my friends and I make use of it. We have made placards and a project about global warming. The teachers were very happy about this. We even planted many plants in our school, as everyone knows that United Arab Emirates is a very hot country. We were announced as the best students of the year 2008. Now we are in the 9th grade, and we are known to be the best students. My social science teacher has given us a project that is on the topic atmosphere. So my friend and I have decided to take your help to make our project the best of all by watching your show daily. We love you all. May God bless you all. Love, Ermila from Fujairah, United Arab Emirates.
Precious Ermila, it's fantastic that you and your friends are such excellent students. Please feel free to share the information broadcast on Supreme Master Television. You can find the latest lectures of Supreme Master Ching Hai and top-notch experts on global warming at suprememastertv.com/SOS. Please let all your classmates know that being organic vegan can save our planet. With heaven's love and a brilliant future to you and your fellow students in Fujairah.
Do you have a heartline today? Your heartlines and stories are always appreciated. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a joy to be with you on Noteworthy News.
May beauty and truth accompany you on life's journey. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Spain and the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs jointly fund a $2.8 million project, allowing a team of experts to bring the residents of small developing island nations better access to the internet and other technologies.
After U.S. caregiver Scott Seymour refused to euthanize canine companion Brittany following her diagnosis with cancer, she saved him just 2 weeks later by alerting and helping him emerge safely from a house fire.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Brittany's rescue of her beloved caregiver, Scott, with the Shining World Hero Award. To welcome more visitors to the country, Libya eases visa rules to allow tourists to obtain visas easily upon entry.
An engineering professor and students in the U.S. invent a smart cane that reads electronic navigational tags to help people with vision impairment to find their way through unfamiliar buildings more easily.
The Taipei International Robot Show in Formosa or Taiwan featured a range of new technology, including a household assistant robot that can care for the ill or elderly, as well as one that can shoot a basketball.
U.S. President Barack Obama hailed U.S.-Japanese relations, affirming the United States' intention to maintain strong diplomatic ties.
Effective on August 15th, Louisiana, USA will expand smoking bans to include prisons where inmates, staff, and visitors will no longer be allowed to smoke in public areas.
South Korea and India signed the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement that reduces tariffs, encourages investment, and promotes exchange of skills in efforts to expand cooperation between their nations.
More than 1 million Shiite pilgrims from throughout Iraq gather in Karbala in a peaceful festival to mark the birth of Muhammad al-Mahdi, the 12th and last Shia Imam.
Portugal has agreed to accept 2 Syrians being released from the U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay facility, saying that they will be provided with special visas on humanitarian grounds.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.